It only has 23 down likes. So
down likes?
Hold on.
Down likes.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Yeah, you say that now.
It was a great morning this morning, Kenny. It's Tuesday, Pi Day, 314, March 14th, 2017. How's your day been so far today?
Do I let on? Do I let on the truth?
Of course you do. This is okay. We are all about being completely and unabashedly honest with our listeners whenever we can. So lay it on them. They can handle it.
Okay, well, then the truth is we had a terrible morning this morning. And not like you have to be concerned, because the concern only lies with us.
Not like you had a Chipotle burrito with hot salsa terrible morning, but more like... like you wake up with dry mouth, you know, and you're like, I left the window open last night. I didn't think there was just a part of me that knew that I was going to wake up and feel bad. But now I'm here, and boy, does my Chipotle hurt.
So not only do you have a dry mouth, but you also have dry butt. Wet butt.
They kind of balance each other out. You know, it's like a yin and a yang thing. A little bit.
So on top of bottom kind of thing.
No. So what happened? What I'll give me the skinny.
Oh, well, okay. So yes, you were factual in your metaphor, where we woke up this morning with extremely dry mouths, and then our bodies didn't work in this metaphor. And
people are so confused at one right point, now.
We were passing a beach ball back and forth to each other. Beach balls abound. And let's just say that we had lots of technical problems this morning. The show suffered because of it. We decided we don't want to put out a mediocre product to our valued listeners. We're all about quality over here at the Good Stuff Morning Show. Kyle scoffs, but we do like to pride ourselves on our quality sometimes.
Now, see, those aren't scoffs. Those are just like my abs are convulsing in such a way because of how truthy those statements are. You know,
like truthiness.
Yeah. True.
Well, anyway, we had every intention of doing a video stream on Twitch this morning, and it was working fine for about 5 minutes, and then all that poo-poo was just slapping into the fan blades one after another, and spreading out, and
oh boy,
we had a terrible time.
Do you think we've painted enough of a
poo-poo picture?
A fecal picture here for listeners to understand what happened
good
this morning.
Morning.
Yes, very good.
These are today's headlines.
What's going on, or what did happen? Because, man, I know you covered this once before, but give me to it again.
Please. Kyle's dyslexia really comes in full force here at the end of the night. So Kyle, Google is trying to impress all of us with a new version of Hangouts, and it looks a lot like Slack. Now, you and I, we love Slack, right?
I do. I love just a little bit, like just enough to be able to get a grip, you know?
Okay, anyway.
Are we talking about ropes or what are we talking about?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Bing.
Let's just say Slack has been on this meteoric rise for the past about 3 years.
Yeah.
2.5 years. And everybody's playing catch up at this point. And they're all eating catch up because it's a bloodbath. Slack is killing them.
Well, Microsoft, anyway, they just released theirs as well, right? And they're trying to take like them said, on as well.
That's 2.5 years late, buddy. Slack is kind of, they're leading the pack at this point.
Yeah.
But these companies like Google and Microsoft want to catch up. Well, Google's workplace tool is called G Suite, which we covered last year. It's their like enterprise, you pay for it because you're a business kind of thing. It's splitting its Hangouts app into two parts, Hangouts Meet for video chat and Hangouts Chat, which is like their Slack clone. This was announced last week at their Next conference. Mm-hmm. The Hangout Chat, it's part of Google's newest push to sell its office tools to big businesses as part of its bigger aim to take on Microsoft Office, which is a behemoth in the market itself. I don't like it, though.
But they've had really terrible garbage chat apps up until this point, and I haven't used the new one. But I would assume that it draws on the terribleness of the ones in the past.
I'm sure. Yeah, it is built. It is built on the corpses of its old of its old message apps.
Terrible. Yeah.
So it uses this thing called Meet.
I'm fully aware of of yes.
You not can like a vegetarian.
You
nightmare.
Can grind it. You can grill it.
No. It's mm-hmm. M-E-E-T. And it lets up to 30 people join a meeting by clicking a shared link or dialing in by phone, which is basically Hangouts, but instead of 25 people maximum, it's 30 people.
Okay.
But I don't really see what they're changing, like. This is something that you can update your free app to do, right? Add 5 more people. Great. Now give it to all the businesses. They're going to use it for free because that's what Slack is. Slack is free. I mean, you do pay for pro features in Slack or premium features, you know, for longer archive stuff, for larger teams and, you know, more integrations. But the base of it is still super powerful for medium-sized teams, and I don't honestly see a big business, except for Verizon, which is mentioned in this article, moving to G Suite because they have a Slack killer.
Well, I should let you know now then that goodstuff.fm has decided to move over to Google's new version of Hangouts in totality. So get ready, check your email, and get ready to.
And I'm going to go throw up.
Feel the future, because here it is. It's Google's another chat app.
Showing our disdain will only make this next story stand out so much more, because Kyle Cassini reveals strange shape of Saturn's moon, Pan.
Moon Pan. How many moons does Saturn have? Do you know?
I would have done research on this, but I'm dumb.
I would also ask the Google, but right now I do not have enough battery to do so. And the other one is
battery.
Yeah.
Oh, here. I'll ask our helpful Apple friend.
Okay, please.
How many moons does Saturn have?
Let me think about that. The answer is 62.
Oh, 62.
Okay, so this is just one of 62. 1/62th of all
1/62th.
All of the moons that Saturn has. Okay, tell me.
Do you want to know the names of the other ones?
I would assume it's just Ban, Can, Dan.
Did you know one of them is called Prometheus?
Is that Skull? Where... They went
Tethys.
To
this.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, Skull?
Fenrir? Loge? Fornjot? Grape?
Can you? No. No.
Calypso?
Hold on. Grape is fake. That's not a real.
G-R-E-I-P. Grape.
maybe grape?
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 You want some grapes?
Yes, I would love a grape.
well, go up to Saturn. You can get some.
That's no. Gosh, no.
Well, I let's go back to Cassini revealing this strange
tell me about
moon shape.
Dan, the moon.
Dan Pan. So there was a flyby. The Cassini spacecraft came. It came about 15,000 miles.
Okay.
In its flyby of this moon, and I guess it's small. It really looks like a ravioli.
And that's the reason why I put it in the show notes. Period. End of story. Go look at
story.
It. It is in the show notes. Good stuff.
It's a panvioli.
Oh boy. It's over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Just click on the latest episode and you will see the link and the image over at NASA.gov. Please. It looks like a stinking ravioli. That's the very roundabout way of getting there, Kenny, but thank you.
Okay. I want to also point out you added something here to the headlines. Orange chicken burritos are a real thing now at Panda Express tea bars.
Can we talk about that?
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Can we stop recording right now and go grab one of these?
We can't actually. It is 9 p.m. Pacific time. I would assume they're closed right now, and I don't have a Panda Express tea bar near me. I don't think.
Where are tea bars?
I don't know.
How does that differ from a Panda Express? I mean,
couldn't it just be?
I always call Panda Express Panda, and right. Then the Express kind of just gets tacked on there. Uh-huh. But it's not like a Taco Bell Express that you'd find in like an airport,
like a college.
Remember
campus?
Taco Bell Express?
Yes, we had one. I have some experiences with Taco Bell Express and their limited menu, okay. And trying to get around that and paying through the mouth for it. Yes, I know. It's real bad.
I'm gonna look up.
It's real bad. So are you saying that there would be two pandas? One would be Express, which would offer simply orange chicken flavored chow mein. And then regular Panda, which would have burritos. I mean, this sounds like a great alternate universe that we would live in. We would bring them back to our universe. And then we would sell them on the street.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Wait a. Hold on.
Come on.
My nearest Panda Express is not East Tiaga and 3501 Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, are you in Dubai? Where are you?
So I plugged in my address or my zip code.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Oh, Tarzan. It's the little icons. Okay. So I was able to click T-bar. I checked the T-bar box and the first option is like a mile away. And I thought, oh my gosh, are you kidding? But it only has the drive-through icon on it. Did you know that Panda Express has drive-thrus?
Yes, we've got
super
one here.
Super inefficient.
Yeah. No, because all they're doing is scooping from a hot tray into a thing. And you say, I want this, this, and this. And you order it from the thing and you're on your way in your car. Plus, listen, let's be honest with our listeners and let's be honest with each other, because that's what great relationships are based on. You're going to take that Panda Express no matter what, whether you do eat it there or you take it to go. And you're going to go sit in your driver's seat. And you're going to go cry yourself to sleep on a pillow of chow mein because you eat Chinese food. You eat Panda Express in your car. I know it. I have zero doubts in my mind that that is something that you have done. And there's no shame. Listen, there's no shame in doing that at all. We all do it. We all do it.
All right. So I was reading through here. I found an article. This
just ignore me. It's cool.
Brandeating.com. Yeah, I was totally ignoring you. First Panda Express and T-Bar restaurant opens in California. This is on February 17th, 2017. So only a month ago.
Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. You want to know where it is, Kyle?
Please.
The new restaurant is located at 17184 Colima Road, Hacienda Heights, California.
No.
Plugging that in.
Hold on.
To a Google Maps.
Is that?
And we're going to find out how close it is to Kyle of Good Stuff Morning Show.
That's close.
Directions.
Yeah, close enough.
From
close enough.
Irvine.
How far?
Give it to me.
From Irvine, 41 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. 33
and a half miles.
Okay. All right.
That's not far at all.
There will be an image in the show
notes. For the orange chicken burrito?
Yeah, there will be an image in the show notes. It looks great. This is from Ellie, I believe.
I think it's Eli.
Of Food Beast fame. So, sorry if you're listening. I will have to listen to one of your podcasts so I can...
Can
remember.
Garko read this name?
No, of course not.
How to pronounce?
This is not important. It's not important. What is important is the image that is in there. It's from Instagram. Go check it out. Goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Please, would you? Kenny, in related news, how about I cover this one? Because I feel like we're dragging a bit. And not like
a dragon,
not like a flavor of something that would be no wrong. Very wrong. Chipotle's food safety lawsuit. Guess what? It's been dismissed. No more. It's gone.
Wait, are you talking about the one that is related to their was it salmonella? No. Yes.
Well, it says a lawsuit claiming the company deceived shareholders about food safety has been dismissed, according to Reuters. The civil suit filed in January of 2016.
Oh, no, this is not related to the other.
It is a different civil suit that was filed in the U.S. District Court of South New York, claimed the burrito chain lied or exaggerated how seriously it actually took food safety relative to how seriously it told investors and the public that it took food safety. So it was the whole idea that they were lying to people and saying like, oh, yeah, we wash our tomatoes. But in actuality, they roll the tomatoes just in pure chicken juice and then slice them up for the salsas.
Okay, so it was what is dubbed the Great Chipotle E. Coli Disaster of 2015. And this is totally that suit that caused.
Can you believe it's been that long?
I can't. It felt like it was last summer, but I guess it was two summers ago.
Well, the whole blame that Chipotle was to blame for the foodborne illness was crazy, right? It soiled things for them for a long time. I know I didn't go because I was afraid. Wait, hold on.
Are you insinuating that Chipotle was not in the wrong here? I mean, I guess they did drop the suit, but they're totally at fault. Totally.
Are they? Are they, though?
In my opinion, they totally are because they served it.
They are
accessories to E. coli murder.
No, they do not have servers who are sitting behind the counter wearing gloves, definitely doing their food safety diligence. They don't have x-ray vision to see whether or not there's E. coli on sour cream or cheese or tomatoes. They can't see that stuff.
Kyle, you have a minor in biology. But you know the x-rays don't work on E. coli.
It would actually probably be better because it would probably kill the E. coli. But either way, they don't know. They don't know that that's being put in there. And there are so many Chipotles now. Our own hometown, which I probably would have given my right arm to have a Chipotle in that town when I lived there in high school and college. I would have done pretty much anything. Now, I would still live with our parents if there was a Chipotle in town. I would be married for 10 years and we would live in that town. We would.
In that Chipotle.
And we would live in Chipotle. We would get sick frequently, but it's okay.
So I have two things to say. Number one, I do remember the very first time that I had Chipotle. You and I drove out to, of all places, Castro Valley.
Bingo.
And we had Chipotle, and that was the first time I had it. And I got the same exact thing that you got. It was barbacoa with cheese and hot salsa. And I think that was it. And it was, I mean, rice and beans, but black beans. And is that ring a bell? Is that what you got?
Does it ring a bell?
All right, number two.
Of course it does.
number two, and not to be gross, I'm kidding. I'm not going to go there. The one of the places, one of the Chipotle restaurants that did actually have one of these E. coli, I don't want to say breakouts, but had E. coli present in their food, was the Chipotle that I frequented the most in the town of my college.
we're kind of beating around the bush here. Turlock, yes?
Turlock.
Yeah, okay. Let's put the...
I'm saying...
No one's going to know where that is, but
because
it's fine.
Because I went to college there, I went to that Chipotle. I went to that location a lot.
Many times, yes. I understand.
And I had brushes with E. coli death every single time, apparently.
Did you go when you knew?
I think I have not been ever since I found out. Mm. And that's been almost, 2 years now?
Are you serious?
2015, yeah.
No, 2016.
But I also don't. No, it was the great E. coli outbreak of 2015.
The suit was filed in 2016.
Lawsuit, yeah, exactly. Kyle, of course the lawsuit's going to get filed after the outbreak.
I'm just saying.
But I don't go to college there anymore, so I don't go to that Chipotle.
Well,
that makes sense.
I think we need to go back. I think we need to rekindle your relationship.
Oh my!
Was that a pretty good one? Was that all right?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought you were going to start playing the music again.
Oh no! I thought, well, we could rekindle your.
Shut your mouth.
Zoom. I got one more news story for you. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah.
Facebook's Gear VR app wants to be YouTube for 360 degree content. Now, this is also related to a 360 degree content article I will be putting in the show notes about exploring the International Space Station in VR. You can do that right now. It's over on theverge.com. They've got a little write up. So go check that out if you've got like a Gear VR or something else. But
Oculus.
Facebook is changing the way that they do videos, and not just, I guess, these 360 videos. But have you noticed that when you're watching a video and then you decide to minimize it, it does not minimize?
I don't use Facebook anymore.
Well, when you do, please take a look at that, because it breaks pretty much every convention that you would expect on a desktop. It'd be great for maybe a tablet where you want some picture in picture going on as you scroll and the video is still playing. But even if I hit the X on a video in Facebook right now, it continues to play in the top left hand corner. It's insane.
Sorry, I'm like stumbling over my words. It goes to the top left.
Yes.
I'm so flabbergasted that it goes to the top left that I'm...
It doesn't...
It covers the back button?
No. Not top left of your screen. Top left of the browser. So this is all...
Wait, I thought you were talking about mobile.
No. All browser. That's what
Ew,
I'm saying.
Hold on.
All
you
browser.
Go on Facebook in your browser?
Oh, yeah. Ew. No, that's... I want to get the... With like the purest form of it. I don't want it to be cut with anything.
Want Facebook from the source.
That's right. No app. I don't want any app code in between me and Facebook servers. I want to jack right in. I want to be in the book.
Breaking news.
You want to talk about this? Really?
I just want to mention it.
Gosh.
Everyone's going to mention it tomorrow.
Is it substantiated?
I just have one joke.
Okay.
And I want to say it before everyone else says it.
All right. Here.
So Warner Brothers.
Hold on. Everyone, here's Kenny's joke about the soon to be rebooted Matrix.
All right.
You're welcome. I totally stepped on you. Yes.
No, it's. yes, you did, but it's going to be called The Matrix : Rebooted. That was the joke, you dumb son of a reboot.
You're welcome. I like recording at night. I really do. I feel like we're in a good rhythm. You have
Now hold on. Yeah, you can explain how much you like it all you want, but I want to know what you think of the Matrix reboot.
No.
No. If it's not Keanu Reeves, especially with his new like John Wick look as Neo, then I'm not into it. Like don't bother.
But I do not want them to do a Tron Legacy on it where they like Jeff Bridges-ize Keanu Reeves and put him way in the Matrix, like you have to go climb a mountain to go see Keanu Reeves who has a beard.
Oh,
you know, I don't want that.
Wait, hold on. Did you just mix like four franchises all together?
Yes, I may have. It's fine.
You just Tron Legacy'd episode 7 of Star Wars. That's what you did.
Yeah. I could have said he was on an island, but I guess that
Jeff Bridges is now Mark Hamill.
Oh, could
they are now the same person.
I'm sure that's been done, right?
What?
There's gotta be a YouTube video. They put the speaker of for the White House. They put his face on that guy who had the little kid walk in.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
It was terrible. I hate that.
They had Sean Spicer.
I am so freaking done with that video and the gifs that have come out of it. Completely done with it.
So. I also don't want to harp on it and make you even more mad and frustrated with it, but I do want to say that, I mean, you know this because you have worked from home before, not necessarily with a family living in the same house, but...
What are you trying to say about my family?
What I'm trying to say is there are inherent risks of calling in to a new show from your house while there are other people in the house. You literally, all you had to do was say, go get an ice cream from McDonald's. Go get ice cream and get them out of the house for that two-minute stinger right there that you had to give.
You can't blame
him. That's it.
You can't blame him, though. The door was closed. I mean, it's...
Yes, you can't blame him, but you can also blame him because there were so many things you could have done to avoid that. Lock the door. Get them out of the house.
Yes, okay.
Not have kids.
So there's a video that came out today. It's an interview with them explaining the situation and how it happened and behind the scenes of whatever this viral video ended up being.
Delving into it that far, that's not all right.
I don't care. I don't care at all. I appreciate how it made its way around the internet, but goodness gracious, I do not care. I'm sorry. That must make me sound terrible.
No.
I'm an oldie. I'm a bad oldie now, and I don't like videos.
Well, especially not on Facebook.
Yeah. Especially because they never close. Maybe that's why I got sick of it.
What if YouTube started doing that?
They do. So their mobile app functions precisely
mobile.
That way.
I'm saying mobile, but you were talking about browser. What if the YouTube browser was like that?
Where I'd lose my mind.
Like picture in picture.
No, picture in picture would be fine because I do like browsing around. I'll typically open a second tab to find related videos from that video anyway. But what are you listening to? What's going on?
Sorry, I had an alarm. Alarm went off.
Like red phone alarm or?
No. It's an alarm that I set for myself to remind myself of things that. You know what? I should just turn that off because it no longer applies. I had to take medicine at a very specific time of the day every day for like 2 weeks. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
You okay. And you just, it just keeps going off and you don't.
And I am so lazy.
Maybe it's a reminder.
Turn off the alarm.
No, it's a reminder that you once had to take medicine. And
that's right. I celebrate the anniversary every day.
There you go. Yeah.
taking an antibiotic. Of not
having to anymore.
Oh, yes. I celebrate. All right.
That's good. It's really good. Right. Well, good, Kenny. That's all the headlines for today. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
I've got some facts for you.
Okay. Do we have a bumper?
We can if you'd like.
Well, we did finish the headlines.
All right. I've got some facts for you, Kenny.
Oh, God. It's like we're listening to
you don't like
fair
this?
Music through sludge.
Well, I can deliver them a little slower if you'd like. Luminous frog.
No.
No, you don't like that?
No, just do a recap.
A luminous frog is the first known naturally fluorescent amphibian. There's a lot of F's here. Naturally fluorescent amphibian.
And it's those F's and those L's.
Yeah, it's a little strange. But
you can probably take the music down a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. Do, do, do. A little better.
That's a lot better, actually.
I feel better about that.
Now, okay. Now I don't feel sick when I listen to those tubas.
Mm, big tubas. Tuba.
That's a great word, by the way.
Tuba?
Tuba.
Tuba four.
I'm a construction worker. I need like 6 tuba fours.
All we have are these horns, these gigantic horns that blow very slowly.
And it's like you're. It's also like you're really lazy when you said tubes, but you're like, yeah, tuba.
Like you got tired at the end.
Got really tired.
Yeah.
There's so much air that you had left off in that word.
So this is the polka dot tree frog. It's the first amphibian known to be naturally fluorescent. Fluorescence, which happens when a substance absorbs light at one wavelength and then emits it at another one, is known to occur in some parrots, sea turtles, and some other fish. You've seen fish that do it, right?
I've seen the fish.
Okay. Parrots.
But they're usually so far underwater that they use it to survive.
Well, you've seen the party parrot, right? That is an actual image.
the party parrot image that dances around.
That's right.
That changes rainbow color.
Yeah, that's the fluorescent parrot. The well-known fluorescent parrot. It's a real animal. And also sea turtles. I don't know what would a fluorescent sea turtle be like? I would imagine. Here's what I think. You can tell me what you think after this. I would imagine like the tops of police cars where you paint the numbers so that when you're in a helicopter, you can identify them. I would imagine that for sea turtles where they've got numbers, glow in the dark numbers on them so that when you swim over the top of them, you can identify what turtle it is. Sort of like the turtle police, I guess.
Okay, I was going to say something more akin to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, especially when they get the sludge.
So they're just like halfway to being mutant or the close.
Slime on them.
Not enough to be teenage.
Right.
Maybe they're adolescent a bit. They're waiting to get there.
Is there ever going to be like, I mean, where are the, 1 through 12? Where are those years for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? When was Infant Mutant Ninja Turtles? Toddler Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like
preteen infant. Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Now that's that. I mean, super angsty.
Elderly Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
I think that's what we need next.
Octogenarian Ninja Turtles.
I mean, we just had a successful comic movie with Old Man Logan.
Oh, okay.
Where he's an old superhero. I think it's okay to do another reboot, like. TMNT 3, the Michael Bay film, is not actually TMNT. It's OMNT, Octogenarian Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. I'm up for that. I mean, I would imagine
they all have like scraggly beards.
Well, the thing is, the crazy part with turtles is that they do live to be that age or older.
So oh, yeah, they can be like 200.
If you think about them being actually teenage, That's real early in their lives, right?
And it's like 50 years of being a teenager.
Yes. Yeah. They still get carded when they go into the bar. They walk up to an R-rated movie and they're like, not sure. I need to see that turtle.
Also, you're
ID.
A turtle.
Yeah. Also, can you explain to me?
What are you doing? You can't bring pizzas into the movie theater, sir.
You can't. Turtle. You can't. You can get it over at the concession
stand.
Stop
saying cowabunga. Hold on. Are you telling me that you would bring a pizza into a movie theater if they sold it at the concession stand?
Of course.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I would.
A pizza.
Yeah.
You mean a slice of pizza?
Well,
I'm talking a pizza.
If they offered an entire pizza, you could share it with your whole row.
You're going alone to this movie.
I would eat an entire pizza.
No. You'd buy a seat next to you so you could put the
pizza box down.
Oh, that's I love this idea.
That's a wonderful idea. Is it a reserved seat? Yes.
Yes. It's also a recliner, so it can lay out. It can lay its pizza legs out.
I'll set this right here. Be right next to me on this little pizza tray.
And then you get every single person, sir, is that seat taken? Yes, it's reserved for my pizza.
Oh, and then somebody
say it really kind of matter of factly, yeah. Like, oh yeah, you think pizza's sitting there? Yeah, I think so. Move your butt along.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want it to touch
cheese.
You wouldn't want it to touch the floor. So it's either on your lap, like your passenger taking a pizza home, a hot pizza home, and that the whole. It's like using a really hot laptop. It's just.
That's a rough ride, by the way.
Yeah. Goodness gracious, is it? Yes, it is.
Yeah. Unless it's a Papa Murphy's. I don't know. I don't know if all of our listeners know what Papa Murphy's is. It's the take and bake. And
but hold,
you go to a Papa Murphy's and you ask them, yeah, can I get a so-and-so pizza with the so-and-so and the whatnot? And then they roll out the dough, they put the toppings on it, and then they wrap it in plastic wrap. And they're like, all right, you do the hard work.
Where are you going to bake this at the movie theater?
I'm not saying it was at the movie theater. I'm saying I was talking about the trip home.
Taking
with
it home.
Pizzas on your lap.
I gotcha. I understand. That is the way to do it if you're going to do it or put something.
But
in
I would
between.
Bake it in my mouth. That's how I would do it.
That's not good. No, you can't do that.
Wow, that tastes like
it's raw.
It tastes like raw pepperoni. A little
raw. Man. I'm concerned
you can't put raw food on. They don't put raw food toppings on Papa Murphy's, do they?
Yes, of course they
That's
do.
That's too dangerous.
What are you talking? What? No, hold on.
I'm talking like uncooked meat. They don't put uncooked meat. You're just heating it up in the
no
oven.
No one puts uncooked meat into on some pizza before they bake it.
Yeah, I know, but who knows?
You want a little pizza anatomy lesson, Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's quiet. Now it's getting two. There's two going over the top of this. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah.
Tubas and.
Let me tell you a little bit about how they make a pizza.
Oh, God.
First, you cook your meat.
Well, the man pizza
first,
and a woman pizza get together.
When a man loves a pizza very, very much.
All right. End it here. That is it.
Oh, yeah. So.
All right.
Are you?
I think this is a great way to transition into our national day, by the way.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. Should I? You want different music? We can find some.
Yeah.
Different. Okay. All right. Let's find some different music here for our national day. Let me run a few by you and see which ones you'd like. Okay.
Run a few by me.
I could run a few by you, maybe see which ones you'd like.
You got something?
I do, yeah.
Let's turn it down. It's a national day.
Okay, I'm down with this.
Do you like this one?
Yeah. Got
all
bongos
right.
And...
Yeah.
And tenor sax.
Sure, except we can't use it.
Oh,
maybe we could use maybe scarier. Is it a scary national day?
This is not Halloween, Kyle. You do not get to play Halloween sounds, not Halloween. Let's just move on.
OK, here.
Today is National Pie Day. 314, 314. Oh.
It's Pie Day.
Tell me more about Pie Day, please.
It's Pie Day. It's Pie Day. It's Pie Day. Pie Day.
Okay. Yearly on, what is this, March 14th, we celebrate National Pie Day.
Yep.
That's
kind of it.
That's kind of it, yeah. I mean, everyone's talking about it, right?
Oh, they did today.
Everyone's making pies.
I mean, there were tons of articles about how to get good pie crust.
Yeah.
Three secrets to great pie crust. And yeah, great. What? How do you get good pie filling? Or you just throw whatever you want in there?
Yeah, you do.
I meant to send you a picture last week on my way to work. This is pie related.
Okay.
I had a home run pie.
Oh my. I'm so tempted to just bring back the
Marvin Gaye, but I won't. I won't.
It was a, yeah, it was a.
Was it chocolate?
It was totally chocolate. Oh my God. I really want to look up the nutritional facts.
Tell me more about it, please.
Home run pie nutritional facts.
I don't care. I don't need to know about the nutritional facts.
I really want to know. It was, so I was on my way to work. It was about 10 in the morning. I didn't necessarily want lunch food. I
hold
on. A snack.
Hold on.
You had this for breakfast?
10 a.m. What's the cutoff for breakfast?
10:30.
Are you sure?
Are you asking McDonald's?
I don't know. Hello, are you welcome, from McDonald's?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Okay, yes, it was. I guess it was for breakfast.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing to me? What are you all doing?
Right, so, I'm putting you in the
corner. Pudding, because it's home run pie.
Come on, click on the thing.
Goodness.
Calories and home run in frozen pizza. That's not what I want.
No, it's not a frozen pizza. Totino's.
Totino's.
Tell me about your home run pie. You don't need to know the nutrition facts. Just walk me through where you got it, why you got it, what happened. Did you enjoy it? Was it all that you had hoped for? And is your life now complete?
My life's never complete.
Okay.
Oh boy. That is an existential crisis right there.
Not until we go back. Let's just say it was like $1.50 for this home run pie.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, home run pies have inflated like crazy.
They used to be
buy six home run pies for that price.
$1. They used to be five for $1 from our local Albertsons.
No, that was when it was Lucky's.
They're Lucky.
Lucky?
Never Lucky's.
Is that like when you say JCPenney's, but it's actually just JCPenney? Got it.
That's me smacking you right in the face.
That was you clapping the action because I got it right. So I had the home run pie. It was chocolate. It was so fantastic. I felt really gross after I ate it because I ate it really fast and it's got like 4,000 grams of saturated fat. I haven't had one in about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I saw it next to all like the powdered donuts and I thought, oh, do I want donuts? And then I saw the chocolate home run pie and went, oh my gosh, there's absolutely no way I'm passing this up. This is my moment.
Absolutely, positively necessary. But they still came out to places like the Circle K gas station.
I wanted donuts.
I want a home run pie.
Yeah, you do. You went out there and you got it at the Circle K gas station.
I don't think Hostess calls them home run pies, though. I think they just call them pies. Hostess pie?
So that's your latest pie endeavor that you had?
So that was the last pie that I had. I didn't get to have the pie on pie day. Oh, it's fruit pie.
I'm sorry. Click on it. I'm real sorry.
That's all right.
I in fact did not have a pie today either. While you're looking up the nutritional facts, I'm trying to watch my nutritional facts here. Keeping things in mind, you know, just trying not to have so much of. Really?
Did you know that Hostess makes hot dog buns?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did they taste like sugar?
They're just basically Twinkies without the filling inside. And then you put a hot dog inside. They're already pre-slotted for the hot dogs.
Twinkies?
You slip a little Vienna sausage right inside.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
A throw up, man.
That sounds so good.
No. I have to send you this link. There is a case of home run chocolate pies on Amazon. A case.
Okay. I'll take it. Send it to me.
All right. It's going into the Discord chat. 48 packs, $103.
That's not bad.
No, it is bad because back in the day, you could get this for about $8.
It's a hot commodity. Maybe we can bring these when we go to other universes and try and sell them to people who want them. There is a
Little Debbie 16-pack for $37.
Yeah, I'm still not gonna buy it. There is reportedly a group, a page on Facebook for Twinkie and Vienna sausage lunch mismatch. It's listed as a disease. So I don't know. I feel like I need to like this page. No one likes this topic, so let's just do it. I'm liking it.
No, don't like it. Then you're gonna get to notifications.
That's good.
And they're gonna make you sad.
No, it's good. I'm okay with that. What I'm trying to eventually get is a picture of a Vienna sausage inside a Twinkie, surgically implanted. Please. That's what I need.
Like you sucked out the filling and then you put a Vienna sausage in through one of the Twinkie holes.
Yep. that's exactly what I want.
Okay.
Please. I got another national day for you though. Can we celebrate a different one?
Yeah, I don't know how much more energy I have after Pi Day.
Well, we'll breeze through the rest of these, okay?
Okay.
Okay. National Children's Craft Day. This is a day.
Oh, no thanks.
This day is an attempt to bring awareness to crafting to children by opening children.
Crafting?
Yeah, crafting.
Like arts and crafts?
Like making things, I believe, by opening
Minecraft?
By opening children's eyes to the world of crafts, their imagination is sparked, and from there, the possibilities are endless.
You and I never kind of got into that whole realm, did we? We tried. We got model cars at one point.
Put it this way. I was the kid in class that when every single other child out of what would probably be 32 children in the classroom, when every child was putting their hand in paint to make a hand print on a piece of construction paper in paint, probably to make a turkey. It's something festive, right? Mm-hmm. While every other child was doing it, I refused to put my hand in paint. And so
turkey.
I am not a turkey. And so I put my hand on the paper and I traced it. And I said, it's a different color. Take that. So
this is a crafts, naked turkey.
So crafts can be whatever you need it to be.
I knew what you wanted to say.
Don't conform to what the man wants you to craft. Craft your own future. TM.
Well, I was
goodstuff.fm. Craft your own future.
I was alluding to when we were kids, we attempted to get into like model cars and build your own models, and it really didn't work. The models were really the aisle in the arts and crafts store while our mother was shopping for teacher things. We had to find what was the most closely resembling toy aisle, and it happened to be the models. And we're like, I guess this is cool. You have to build everything paint it.
Yeah. Oh. I don't want to have to do that. You can snap it together. I mean,
I can buy a Hot Wheels and it's already made.
It's
not going to break because it's made of metal.
It's kind of like second level Legos.
Then I can get an RC car and it drives itself.
Lego. Sorry. If I'm going to correct you on Lucky, I better say Lego Toys and Bricks. Wow. Yeah. So go and craft something. Go teach a child to craft something
for children.
Hopefully your child or you're a teacher and then that's your job. So please.
Well, I hope you're a child listening to the Good Stuff Morning Show. Sorry.
Goodness. I'm so, so sorry. But maybe I can teach you something if you are. Kenny, today's national day is National Learn About Butterflies Day.
This is a lot of days today.
Yes, it is. Spring and summer are just around the corner.
Today it felt like it was totally the start of summer.
It is summer right now if you're here in California, but it is a blizzard in everywhere else.
I'm so sorry, everybody else. Today I had barbecue and it was 80 degrees.
Global warming is the greatest. Spring and summer are just around the corner, Kenny, so it is a good time to take a few minutes and learn something about butterflies.
Nope.
And appreciate their beauty. Butterflies need our help, Kenny, to survive as they rely on flowers and other natural sources for survival.
Nope.
You can't just leave.
Why are they called butterflies?
Butterfly.
Imagine that. Imagine. Cut. Let's examine that word for a second. Flies. We know what flies are. They were really close to being called lands, but they're called flies. And they're gross, and they like to land on food and poop. And those are their two favorite things.
It's kind of, I mean, that's kind of what encapsulates me. So I understand.
That's true. You're a fly. But butterflies, if you try to take its literal name and its literal meaning, instead of just poop and food, it would just be butter. It would. That's all they would do. They would just land on butter.
This butter.
Are you a butterfly?
I gotta take it to my toast home.
Oh my god!
So that I can spread it for my family.
Oh, we have to pull that audio. We have to pull that audio.
Don't. Where are you gonna pull it to? Where is it going? It's not going anywhere.
I
don't know,
but I just asked if you were a butterfly. Don't take my butter, Kenny. Okay.
You want me to move on already? Fine. Okay. I think all the jokes are gone. It's good. It's all right.
they just butter flew away.
Yeah, they did. Kenny, today's last and final national day is, of course, National Potato Chip Day.
Oh.
America's number one snack food is recognized each year on March 14th. That's right. National Potato Chip Day. We love you. This snack will be enjoyed by millions of people across the country. Of course it will.
What's your favorite potato chip?
We've had
brand
this,
and flavor.
We've had this conversation before.
Uh-huh.
It is probably the Ruffles queso. I believe they're Ruffles. Yeah. So they're kind of like sour cream and cheese, but they are they're like a spicy version that usually is cheaper. And is not
the Ruffles sour cream and cheddar is one of the best.
Oh yeah, sure. Sour cream and cheddar. That's obviously that's what I meant to say. But you get the idea. I do love those very, very much. I also love salt and vinegar. I don't know. I think it's about the just intensity of flavor. Anything that would skyrocket that flavor to the moon. That's what I need.
Well, that's what happens at the end of the bag because salt and vinegar chips. It's like Pringles. You eat one, you cannot stop eating them until they are finished and you're parched.
I feel like
that. I just had what is equivalent to the Dead Sea's worth of salt in my mouth. That's how much salt there is in each bag of Lay's salt and vinegar chips.
I'm looking for a Facebook group now for I popped and I can't stop with Pringles, the disease.
What would that be called? Pringlesomnia?
That would be like you continually have Pringles forever.
Yeah, I popped and I can't stop.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds really good.
Pringlesomnia.
Yeah. So potato chips, go get some. I mean, we love them. We love them here.
Oh,
so
boy.
Go do that.
All right.
Kenny, I'm ready for another segment. But we do need another appropriate sound for this.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's look alphabetically. A, B, C, D, G. Yeah, this is good.
No.
This is our nope segment.
Okay.
This was going around yesterday. Boy, oh boy, was it going around. It's called the Hush Me.
Hush Me?
Hush Me.
Oh boy. Are we going to watch the video for the Hush Me?
No, we're not going to watch the video because more than likely everyone has seen this video already.
I haven't.
It is the, please watch it. It is the Bluetooth device that you put over the front of your mouth to take calls and try and increase the privacy of the calls you do take when you decide to continually sit on your bottom and take the call instead of getting up and leaving your laptop unattended.
Okay.
So that it was making the rounds. I just wanted to.
Why nope?
Well, do I really have to explain that? Do I really? yes, you look like Bane. That's what everyone's saying.
Not even.
I get it.
Not even.
I get it. It's funny. You're funny. You're clever. You're funny.
I think it's nope because it's like it looks like a mouth handcuffs.
But why?
That's what it looks like.
Listen,
it's gonna choke you or something.
No, it's not gonna. So I'm putting my hands on the side of my face right now.
Yeah.
And as I move my mouth and up at my jaw up and down, if there is anything that is touching it, it is being moved around in such a way that it changes the landscape of my face. Plus, I have a beard, which is that's got to be a complete no-go.
Oh,
for
man.
This, right?
Your beard caught in this thing?
Not caught necessarily, but I've had the little
sweaty beard.
This is probably too much information, but I've had the little hair follicles get in between the chassis of the metal chassis of the phone and the tiny gap of the glass on my phone. I've had them get right in between there as I'm on a telephone call and
yank it.
It yanks it. It hurts real bad.
Oh, I feel for you.
Can't be recommended at all. So this can't, I can't get behind this. So there you go. If you haven't heard all about right. it, please go watch it. Gethushme.com. I don't know why.
Nope.
Just nope. Please no.
Nope.
Here's another one. Airbus. They've created a new concept. It's a car, a drone, and a train all in one. This is over at TheVerge.com.
How do you make a drone and a train at all? I'm gonna play this video.
I can try. I can try real quick. You want me to try?
No, don't try to be a train and a drone. Oh boy. All right, so I see the car bit. All right. Oh, there's a drone and it attaches to the car and it has now lifted the cabin off of its chassis and it is a drone. And then this guy puts on some awesome, cool loser sunglasses. he notices that there's an Airbus drone flying in at him, not to his location, but at him, like it's going to crash into him. It has landed. It's picking him up. Okay, great. It's all automated. He looks super fake.
It's a tiny little smart car looking thing. If you've seen a smart car before,
this guy's just rated the city planner like 3 stars, 3 out of 5 stars. All right, and now it has entered into a capsule of what looks like a Hyperloop,
which is cool.
That's what Airbus is like. It's the thing doesn't turn into a train. It enters and it becomes like a pod inside of a train. And she brought idiot dumb tablets to a production meeting that she could have just emailed.
Boy, what's with the, you're just lots of
I am full of hate.
Yeah, lots of angry words today. It's okay. Well, let me paint a picture for you of the future here that you might enjoy. While this yes is in the nope category, imagine a world, Kenny, where you never need to leave your pod ever again.
So like I turn into a fat guy in Wall-E.
No, you're still regular you. You're still okay. It's the future. Well, you be
for
what,
now, but
you be what you want.
As time
be.
Moves on, so does my gut.
I think the problem for the folks in Wall-E was their bone mass. I really don't think it was a weight thing. I'm also one of the vultures in the Jungle Book. Don't worry about it, Kenny.
You know, that's what was missing from the most recent reboot
of
Jungle Book.
Don't get me started.
Did you not like that?
Don't get me started.
You didn't like the new Jungle Book from last year? The Jon Favreau
version? I'm going to have to bleep this out. I hated that movie so much. It was so bad. So it looked great. It looked great, but it was absolutely not what I wanted.
I was so disappointed. I can tell from those bleeps.
I was so completely disappointed.
Was it Bill Murray and Christopher Walken? Did they really ruin it for you?
Nope. It was great. That big monkey though, Could have done without it. Yeah, could have done without it.
What's King James?
Right? No, I don't think it was King James. That's the Bible. I had King something.
Charles. King Charles.
No.
What was it?
Chuck.
Big monkey from Jungle Book.
Big Book.
It is
Zuck. I think they called him Zuck. Must have been Zuck.
King Louis. I knew it was some English.
I want to be like you. Yeah, his rendition of that was also burn worthy. It should have just
terrifying been
thrown
actually.
Away. Yes. Fine. Whatever. Go see it if you want to see it. But the CG was great. Otherwise, it should not exist in the world. So.
Wow.
That's just my feeling.
I did not know you
it.
Felt that strongly about it.
So when you have this Airbus car, you could just stay in it and then you could go to a meeting and then you could just live in it and eat your chips. That was my joke.
Yeah. Why would you leave, though? That's the thing is they have in the video, they have the people getting out of their pod.
Nope.
And like going about their business.
Nope.
I would not get out at all.
I would put robot legs on the bottom and I would walk to meetings.
That's right. I would drone up to the floor, the 52nd floor that the meeting is on. And I would just like slap my iPad
to the
window and I would go, look at it, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not coming in.
I don't want to smell your stink. You don't want to smell my stink. I don't want to smell your stink.
This pod is full of Chipotle and orange chicken burritos.
This pod is mine.
And I haven't dumped yesterday's waste.
No, I don't really. I've seen the pictures. I don't know where that's going. It's okay, though. It's fine. Maybe. This is how you're doing it. Another entry for the nope category. Edible robots made from gelatin may soon get to work in your intestinal tract.
I already have edible everything else going to work on my intestinal tract. I don't need robots in there, too.
Maybe you do. Maybe what you're missing is this little guy. This by the way, the image is just horrifying. Terrible. Yeah. It's like you swallowed a spinal column of a snake, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
They're made of gelatin. So I guess they're supposed to dissolve and then get to work.
I don't know. I've had a lot of gummy bears that don't dissolve.
True.
But I also eat those whole.
Can I
and just hope that the bears are okay on the other end?
Oh my gosh. No. Do you do it on purpose?
I'm testing the bears. I'm testing their metal.
Oh, I knew it.
And if they survive, then they go for round two. I'm kidding.
Bears in, corn out. I don't know how it happens. I have no idea how that happens.
All right. Can I please read this next one?
Please go ahead.
You've given me the note to read it verbatim. I'm going to read it verbatim. Wave goodbye to parking.
So I thought it was verbatim for the longest time. That company that makes those DVD-Rs.
Oh my gosh.
I read it as verbatim.
Verbatim.
With Tim.
It's verbatim.
Yeah. Logo.
While you ponder the phrasing of verbatim, wave goodbye to parking.
Bye.
At this year's Mobile World Congress, BMW will be demonstrating a novel way of finding and maneuvering a car into an available space in 2015, period. BMW debuted a remote control parking feature on its i3 electric car whereby touching a smartphone or smartwatch button sent the car autonomously reversing into a space. 2 years later, it's going one better and is ditching the handset altogether. Instead, all the owner will need to do is send the car into a space or call it from the car park, and to them is a wave of the hand. In other words, true gesture control.
So you say,
oh my God.
You say, bye bye, car, and then it goes and parks itself.
Or it drives like 100 feet down the road.
Hello.
Or you can no longer get to it and someone steals the car.
Yes, that is a distinct possibility. Yes.
It is also a terrible, terrible article.
Yeah,
in 2015 is a whole sentence. this was translated about four times.
Probably. Yeah. This has been in the show notes for a little while. I just wanted to point it out and say, gesture control parking for a car. No, maybe.
Maybe. Except that kind of is. I was listening to a news podcast this morning, and on the ad read, they were saying it was brought to you by the BMW 5 Series with new gesture control. Like, that's now a feature that they use to sell the car.
Listen.
So even though this has been in here for a while and we thought it was a joke and it's terrible, that is now the reality.
I use a lot of gestures when I'm in the car. Not all of them are appropriate. I've got to say.
One of them ends with the word off.
And right.
I don't know what the car is going to interpret that as.
Spin, mostly. Sliders. Yeah, I don't know. I just think this is a bad idea. Generally, it's a bad idea. Yeah. No. How about we say yep?
Yeah.
We say yep to this next one. Maybe you'll like this.
Maybe yep, maybe probably no.
Realistic Japanese dinosaurs demonstration. And that's just sort of the, you know.
That's it?
Yeah, that sort of puts it in.
What? Shh,
realistic Japanese dinosaurs demonstration. It's a live action demonstration of realistic dinosaur costumes created by On Art Corporation in Japan. It's kind of like that dinosaurs stage show where they've got people on the inside of those like kind of move puppet like dinosaurs. They're a little odd looking.
Oh yeah, I mean they that kind of thing. That was what they used in Jurassic Park for the raptors in the kitchen scene. They had a person in the thing, I think. I think that's how it worked.
But this
and you're right. This has evolved.
Like, these are
it's puppetry to the max.
Yes, there is a person in this dinosaur moving it around, it looks.
They're fully covered too.
Yeah.
You don't see that there's a person inside
at all,
except for the fact that when the dinosaur kind of walks around. It looks like some dude with like clown shoes. Oh my gosh. I'm watching it yell and roar and it's terrifying.
It is a little person like it is. But the thing that bothers me the most about this is the skin.
The rubbery.
Like
Halloween mask rubber.
I feel like you need to maybe spray him down with some Pam or something. Planet that orbits around Saturn, but
that's not a planet, it's a moon.
The cooking spray, whatever.
That's no moon, that's a pan.
That's a ravioli. Spray them with a ravioli and they'll look more like real dinosaurs. I'm
now watching the part of this rehearsal where they're feeding it meat.
Oh good. Does it eat it?
Yep. The actor or the puppeteer inside had to send the raw meat inside inside his costume.
Where?
And is now just like sitting around his stomach.
I mean, he's obviously not eating that, right? Where is he putting it? Where's that going?
I think the puppeteer is eating it himself.
It
goes through the dinosaur mouth and into the actor mouth.
How big was the meat?
It's like a 20-ounce steak.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a dino
using flashlights,
you'd be pretty full after that, right?
No.
No, yeah. Okay, let's both get on the nope train. Yeah, I'm not going to play the whistle again. It's over here. It's next to my hand, but I don't want to do it.
That's what kind of Lays we have in the evening hours.
You have Lays?
Lasers.
No, you have chips?
It is National Potato Chip Day.
I know, so you have chips?
They're gone.
Did you seriously?
Crunch.
Did you seriously have chips?
No, I did not have chips, Kyle.
I could super go for some chips.
I know you can. I could go for that orange chicken burrito.
That does sound really good too. I made scrambled eggs for dinner.
What?
Yeah, kind of like breakfasty eggs.
Yes, there's no other time of the day that you eat scrambled eggs than breakfast.
I know, but
I guess evening for you.
Yeah, I don't have breakfast usually, so maybe that was what I was craving. I needed some protein and some cholesterol, you know, to balance my day.
Balance Did you my put day anything out. Else in the scrambled eggs? Please tell me you put something else in the scrambled eggs.
Just my magic powder.
Oh, what? What?
It's my magic powder. You don't like my magic powder?
Oh, my gosh. This song again.
Hey, Kenny, you can go check out the brand new goodstuff.fm. That's where we have show notes for this episode and a couple of other great shows that are on the goodstuff.fm network. Some new ones coming at you soon, too, by the way. So go check that out if you would. Goodstuff.fm. We worked real hard on that for the last year to bring it to you. We would appreciate reviews on iTunes. I know it's been a while since we've asked for that, but it'd be nice if you guys could give us a review. The iTunes link is right over there on goodstuff.fm. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Dog Burps. Kenny is Pizza Robotics, and the show is Morning Show AM. We'll be back. Not next week, but the week after. Maybe we'll record something this weekend. We've got our 3 year coming up. I'm real
Happy
excited.
Happy birthday to us.
Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you back here later. Bye.
Bye.